There's a lot to learn from that gray area. Hello, everyone. Happy Thursday and welcome to our daily ritual. I'm Reese Brown with the Cohere Collective, and our daily ritual is a secular devotional daily spiritual session to help you build purpose and coherence into your daily routine. Today, we are going to be focusing on the fourth pillar of coherence, that is philosophy that manifests as our values. This is an offered intention, an offered focus for today's session. But of course, if there's anything else that you would like to intend or call in for today's session, absolutely, please do so. Okay, to get us started, I am going to use some incense to cleanse our shared space. And as I do so, I invite you to close your eyes or soften your vision and begin to gently deepen your breath. Allow the deepening of your breath to bring you more and more into the present moment, and more into your body. Now that you've dropped in, is anything coming up for you? Are there any spots of stiffness or soreness that you could send the breath and a little love to? Any thoughts that may be arising that you can notice and allow them to drift on by? Or any feelings or emotional states that are maybe lingering? We don't need to do anything with these. We just need to notice and allow. Oftentimes, the more we try and grasp a hold of thoughts, feelings, the more they actually grab a hold of us. This is your time here today to spend just focused on you. There is nothing you need to do here. There is no way you can participate in this wrong. There is no wrong way. There's no right way either. So just allow whatever it is that you need to be met in this moment. If that's a little stillness and silence, or maybe getting the dishes done while this is on in the background for something to think about, whatever it looks like, let it serve your wholest self. Okay. Here in a moment, I am going to invite you to take a deep breath with me, and when we do so, I want you to make it the deepest breath of the day so far. Okay, whenever your breathing pattern allows, go ahead and take that deep breath in. And keep going, take up more and more space, and exhale. And tune in to the collective. To everyone, across space, across time, that is joining us here in this moment, sharing this breath, and sharing this ritual. slowly allow your breathing to return to a comfortable rhythm. And whenever you're ready, you may open your beautiful eyes. Okay, I am going to start shuffling our cards for today, and as I do so, I invite you to tune back into our theme of philosophy that manifests as our values and anything else that you may have intended, called in, want to focus on today, bring that back to mind too. We have two cards today. One is the Queen of Cups, our old friend. She really loves to make her presence known with us in this collective, doesn't she? Which I love. Queen of Cups energy is just so warm and nurturing. And so it's just always great to see her. I love that she's a frequent abider of the Cohere Collective. And in this card, we see her glorious queenly self up on a throne with the two cherubim up top and a beautiful ornate cup in her hands, crown adorning her head, a turquoise and white robe, and some water, maybe sand, and a few little coins at her feet. And the Queen of Cups is the queen, the master of self-compassion, of self-love, and also of how we communicate and engage with our emotions in relationship to other people. We've talked a lot about self-love and how that really is the starting point for everything. Because if we want to engage in the frequency of love, which I think regardless of who you are, what you believe, what your worldview is, that is kind of the grand unifier, right? Like, no one is going to be like, no, I don't want more love. So we're all on the same page about that, right? But we experience this life through this worldview, through my identity as Reese, through this lens, right? It's impossible not to engage in the world through your two eyes, through your brain. This specific lens that you have to experience humanity, the human experience. And so if we're wanting to spread love, but we have to start from the basis of having a self to do anything, we have to start with self-love in order to magnify and expand love outwardly. But as we take the next step into spreading love, which also, before we take that next step, let's be clear. That's not a one and done. That's not a box you can check. That's an ever-evolving relationship to self, because the self is ever-evolving too. And so the way we love the self and experience love with and between the selfness of it all is always going to adjust and expand too. But with that expansion happening, with an eye towards all of that, when we take this next step, the Queen of Cups is a master of EQ, emotional intelligence, and it's both something that's not talked about enough and is like way over talked about in a lot of like pop psychology communities, right? It is something that we really need to be mindful of, the way that we set boundaries and build foundations for healthy relationships and engage in professional ways, but also intimate ways, and all of the different ranges of feelings that arise when we engage in the world. That's what the Queen of Cups is so masterful at. But there's also, I think, this tendency that when an idea gets big, when it gets popular, when a theory kind of breaks the mold of the specific academic niche that it's in and it kind of goes mainstream, there's this thing that happens where it tends to get muddied up because it is trying to be packaged for the masses, right? And I don't think it happens intentionally. It's not like someone is sitting like at the top of an ivory tower with a cigarette being like, how do we make this theory less complex so that more people enjoy it? Like, that's not happening. I think it's just the tendency of the nature of life, right? Social media and communicating things, you want things that are quick, snappy, and to the point. But quick, snappy, to the point things can never fully express the wholeness of an idea. This is similar with like slogans for a protest, right? Everyone has extremely nuanced takes about the things that they protest for. Are they going to write a catchy saying on their piece of cardboard and to chant? Yes, because you can't chant an essay about your opinions. And I think that this is similar. And so it's a reminder that with our philosophy, it's okay to package it in a way that makes it digestible and understandable, to use shorthand when we need to, right? But to not conflate the shorthand with the philosophy itself. It's really easy for me to sit here and say, we all value love and blaze right past it. But what does that actually mean? What does that actually mean to you? And this is one I've really been thinking about a lot lately. Like, what does love actually mean? And I think it's really easy to say, oh, well, it's love and light, and it's kindness, and it's generosity, and it's charity. But the more and more that I think about it, the more I'm reminded of the ways that love shows up for me being fierce and tender. Not in that tender like sweet, but tender like an open wound is tender. Love is vulnerable. It's not just these light dimensions. There are these shadowy aspects of it that don't make love bad, but that makes love complex. But of course, when we're talking here, I'm going to say, you know, we all start from a place of love. That's the shorthand. But it's important that we meet that shorthand with this thinking too, with this complex approach to our own values and philosophies. And you're not going to be able to communicate the entirety of that nuance to everyone you meet. And yes, shorthand is helpful. We shouldn't demonize it either. But when you have the opportunities to get into good, juicy conversation, to interrogate your beliefs further, to talk with people about the nuances in your beliefs. Maybe you do both agree that, you know, we'll use the same example. Love is the universal value, but you have extremely different definitions of what love is. And even if those are similar definitions, what are the small nuances between you two? There's a lot to learn from that gray area. And I think the Queen of Cups is saying, let's step into our emotional intelligence to be able to see the nuance in values across the board, right? Yes, with our personal lives, but also in justice work, political and activist spheres. I think that's a really powerful example of how slogans are torn apart and the entire mission behind it is then thrown out, right? Throwing the baby out with the bathwater just because a slogan isn't perfect or holistic of the view. But also, it's important when we pick slogans to be mindful about trying our best to capture the heart of the movement of what we are fighting for. The second card, I had a lot to say about that, is the Eight of Wands in reverse. And the Eight of Wands is, it depicts eight wands kind of coming in sideways at an angle into the card, and they're all parallel to each other. And it's one of the very basic, simple tarot cards, and it's new energy coming in. So to get it in reverse is a reminder that this isn't asking us to ditch our old philosophies or old values because we haven't been nuanced with them, so you need to throw them out and start over. No. This is saying, just return to those values. There's good there. But in the returning to them, maybe dig a little deeper. Maybe add a layer of complexity. maybe interrogate the heart of what it is that those mean to you. To move into our mantra today, inspired by the Queen of Cups, the Eight of Wands in reverse, and our theme of philosophy that manifests as values and anything else that you may have called into this session today, our mantra is going to be, I hold space for philosophical nuance. Is that a helpful mantra? I think so. I think it is, because it's a good reminder that, you know, not only are we more nuanced than sometimes we give ourselves credit for, but I think often we see the nuance within ourselves, but we don't see it within others. Because you're inside your own lens, you're inside your own head. You understand all of the layers and dimensions and colors that are going into your conception of this thing. You don't see that with everyone else unless you sit down and have an in-depth conversation. And so it's easy to kind of assume that the shorthand they're using is all that it is. But you know what they say about assumptions? Makes an ass out of you and me. So that will be our mantra for today. I hold space for philosophical nuance. Okay. Whenever you're ready, I am going to ask you to take another deep breath with me, and on this exhale, we will repeat our mantra of I hold space for philosophical nuance. Okay. When that breathing pattern allows, take a deep breath in. And exhale, repeating the mantra, I hold space for philosophical nuance. In our practice today, I think you can probably already guess it. Go to one of your values, to one of your philosophical concepts, and interrogate the nuance behind it. Is there a short, pithy, bumper stickery saying that you use all the time to talk about it that actually doesn't quite encapsulate everything that you think about that thing? Is there a shorthand that you rely on that is actually quite helpful and good to use, and maybe dust it off, remind yourself of the tool that can be, but pick one, dig into it, and think about the complexity. And if you find that it's maybe lacking some, see if there's a place where you can layer in a little gray. Yes, we want things to be full of all of the colors, but there is, gray is one of the colors too, right? And even though it's kind of a transient liminal color, that transience and liminality is what rests in between all of the colors too. Thank you very, very much for being here with me today. I hope you enjoyed our daily ritual. If you did, please give it a like and share it with someone that you think would also enjoy it or that maybe needs to hear this message today. Thank you so very much for being here with me. And as always, I'm looking forward to seeing you right back here tomorrow. Our Daily Ritual is a podcast by the Cohere Collective that helps you build purpose and coherence into your daily routine. Wherever you are listening or watching, please consider subscribing, following. If you liked this, give it a like, leave us a 5-star rating and a review. These are all of the best ways to support me, to support our daily ritual, to support the Cohere Collective, and to let me know what you like. Let me know what resonates with you and how to make these in a way that is of best service to you. A big thank you to Podington Bear for our Daily Rituals theme music, and as always, I hope you feel like you are living more coherently. Until next time, love. Okay, another Easter egg earring shout out. My friend Emma made me these citrine stone earrings for my birthday a few years ago, and I just love them. Anytime I wear them, I feel so powerful and magical. Trying to hold them around my AirPods, but shout out Emma. I love you.